Stickle Shekhi Yonim, because we're now coming to the last year on this sugya called Kavur. I was very apprehensive in going into this sugya in the first place, because it's extremely difficult sugya for even atik, they call learners of depth and of great minds to understand. But it was a challenge, and I think that everyone got certain ideas about it and to their level, and of a certain understanding that when they do see it again in their own learning, they'll have certain this is not too scary, I understand a bit of what's going on over here. So we'll come to the shir where we want to explain now all those cases we discussed, how they fit. Can you use Rov to make a decision, not reverse Rov? Okay. So he said, the rule is, we saw yesterday, that if your question arises in the place where the Issa is comfortable, because it's his hometown, and then your question arises in that place, then you're limited to asking the wording of your question is this mutter or asa? And then Rove says, I can't help you because to answer that I have to nullify the mi'at ever existing, and I can't because he's too strong. It's his hometown, he still exists, and he's still speaking, so therefore I can't tell you anything. If the question arises out of his hometown, out of the hometown of the Issa, then the question is, you're not at home, so where do you come from? Where do you come from? The Rove says, I don't need to nullify the mitzvah, so I just says, you come from me, not from him. Yeah, that's all. And therefore, I can't speak, and the fact that, because he's not strong over here, he's out of his home territory, I can speak. Now, we said there's two ways of describing what hometown is. And this is the basis of this whole share, just to remember these two items. There's that. Machlokes Rishonim, apparently, how to describe what hometown is, what makes a hometown, and what is not hometown. And the Chazanish and Rav Chaim speak it out in their own nusach according to their different opinions of Rishonim. Chazanish's way of looking at hometown was that, you know what? Hometown is, this is that. This is a scenario where I know over here that in this group over here, where the question arises, there's definitely an issa. There's definitely an issa around. There's definitely something prohibited around. Over here, in this group, there's an issa for sure. I don't know if my thing is also not. The shine is coming from this group. The group, the shine coming from the group, there's definitely issa over here. So therefore, that's called hometown, and therefore, you can't answer. If the question is arising where you don't know where there's an issa, fine, so there's not hometown. Classic example, the meat in the house, the meat from the shops, you don't know which shop is hometown, you know it in one of these shops. Definitely is issa. Your question arises in which shop. Your question is talking about hometown territory of the issa, shops, but in the street is not hometown for the meat to be. Yeah. That's the one definition of hometown. The other definition of hometown is that a place, if the question arises in a place of movement, is not a place of settlement, then the place of movement question, then it's not hometown. If it's a place of settlement, then it's a place called hometown. So a house is called settlement, streets, even if it's normal, but it's a place of movement, so therefore a question arises concerning things in the street, it's a question arising in the place where it's not hometown and Rove can speak. Okay. So either to get out of hometown, you either have to say, I don't know for sure there's an issa even in this quandary which I'm arising, that, or you have to say this is a place of movement and not a place of settlement. Okay. Now, based on that, let's go back to our shilas. Everyone can now give their opinions knowing that knowledge. You want to know whether you can knock down the plane. The plane is carrying terrorists, and you want to know whether you can shoot it down, because that plane is about to smash into the Twin Towers. Yeah. If there's goyim on the plane, for sure you can kill all the goyim to save Jewish life. For sure, that's halacha. If there are Jews on it, you can't kill Jews to save other Jews. Even if there's 1,000 Jews being saved and there's only one Jew over here, you can't kill one Jew to save 1,000 Jews. So the question is, I don't know on this plane if there's Jews or goyim. I know it left Boston. And I know in Boston, there's 7% of the population is Jewish. Don't know how religious that is, but 7% of the population of Boston is Jewish. Definitely a minority, correct? So, what do I do when I'm looking at this plane? Can I go after the majority and assume that there's no Jews over here and knock down the plane or not? That's the question. Can I go after the majority and not go after the majority? Is this a question that's arising in hometown, or is it a question arising out of hometown? If it's a question arising in hometown, then it's, I can't go after it. I won't be able to. If it's a question arising out of hometown, I can. What definition of hometown? A place of movement is not hometown. A place of stationary is called hometown. Or, where I know for sure, in the Shaila, there's definitely an Issa. Over here. In this case, I know the Shaila is definitely a Jew. That would be called it. So, what is this plane that's flying through the air? Is it a hometown scenario for the Issa, for the Jew to be? Well, the Jew in this case is the Issa. So, is there a hometown for the Jew to be? According to any of the definitions?
None.
Everyone agrees to that?
Isn't it moving?
What?
It's moving.
It's definitely moving, so it's not hometown, according to that definition. According to our definition, it's definitely there was a we know for sure that in here there's a Jew. Yeah, is there such a thing?
No.
No. You don't know for sure there's inside this plane a Jew. Yeah? Yeah.
Why do we go based on the Boston specifically?
What?
Why is that the question as opposed to...
So I want to know if he's a Jew or not.
Boston, I want to know what the probability, how often are there Jews on these flights?
Yes, sir.
That's the question I would say. If 70% of flights have Jews on them from Boston to New York.
Because we never got a prophecy, because we gave a whole lot of Shirin, probability is not called Rosh. Probability is not called Rosh. That's why none of anyone who's over a certain age has to go to the most expensive age home, old age home. Our probability says if you go to old age home, you're adding life, most expensive one, you're adding years to your life, so you're mokhoyev. Because of the Koch Nefesh, you're mechuyev to go to the most expensive thing and take out a mortgage. No, because that's just based on probability. Probability is not growth. Probability is never growth. So you can't use probability. What we do have is majority of people living in Boston is goyim, but 7% minority is Jews. So wherefore now, someone from Boston has got on that plane. Who's most likely has left Boston to go on the plane? Well, I would normally say from the majority. So can I say that over here? The only case where I can't say it's normally from the majority who's on that plane is when it's a place of hometown. Is a plane a place of hometown? No, so therefore I can say that the guys on the plane are majority guys. If majority guys, that means that every single one of those guys on the plane, I can assume because the majority is a goyim. And therefore I can knock it down. Let's knock it down.
If the plane was not flying, we're talking about in the airport.
Yes, is it? But
I'm asking you wrong.
Yes.
I want to know. If the plane was in the airport.
Yes, and what's a home? What's called hometown for a human being? What do we say? The child is only a child, even walking around the streets, which are normal for people, is not called hometown. So of course it came there. The airport's not a hometown. Yeah?
And I have two dimensions of that. They say that if you have a situation, like the same year, the stuff would be if you shoot the plane down. Right? I know as a fact that my neighbours, a couple and their daughter, were due to be on that flight. They were in Boston and they were going to catch it. Right? They had an accident on the way, one of these classic scenarios that you hear of.
Mm-hmm.
And the child was thrown out of the car. They were a little bit injured. Anyway, it meant they had to check out the child because he was thrown out of the car, so they missed the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there were three Jews that were 14. Whether the others, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there were three. But the age they made it such that if this is the Pesach that you're saying, right, then they arranged it. There wouldn't be a year on that one if that was to be the case.
Yeah. Yeah, so Hashem arranged that the Pesach will be an Emes to be the Pesach. Yeah, that's actually this.
Okay. And also there were nothing that it choose.
Okay, let's go to our next.
That's the final step.
Yeah, knock it down.
Because it's only going.
Only going. Okay. Now, next question. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Next question. In the camps, Nazis in Ashkelon, Auschwitz, Jew taken out by a Nazi, he brings him to the public area, and he takes out a person from the camping area, the camp area, brings him in front of the Jew, kill him or I'll kill you. Kill him or I'll kill you. So, over here, is this called a Sophic, which is the majority of the Auschwitz camps were going? Yeah, the figures. So if I go off the majority, I can kill him to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But can I go off the majority? So is this a Sophic in the hometown or not a Sophic in the hometown?
I don't know.
It depends where you're going.
It's not different than I saw it being that tree. Yeah. That's kosher. How is that any different? You find a piece of meat on the floor.
Okay, so Yossi's posher is exactly the same. Mr. Bloch has inklings that it should be different.
If
you listen to the way the question was asked, there's some information over there that may start you thinking, what?
Where did the Nazi get this guy to throw the shoe?
Did I say he did? He took him out
of the camp.
Where in the camp did he take him out? So he saw him go into a building of where they sleep and take someone out. Not he doesn't know this is a Jewish one, but take someone out and he brings him to him. So now, what is the status?
The situation where he moved to another area.
Yeah, so...
What was it to say that he can't kill him?
Right now, we have situation with your permission.
Yes.
We have case which we discussed. There's in this room one Jew, nine women. Right now, from this room, Nazi took one person and bring him there.
And everyone saw it.
It doesn't matter, Nazi or Nazi. I purposely try to make similarities. Nazi took and bring him another. And then he has somebody to kill. So right now, in another room, let's see.
Where's your Sophic start?
Right.
When did your Sophic start?
And
where was he taken from? Not bad. What did you see he was taken from? The person saw him, the Nazi, taking from what?
From the camp.
He saw him take him out of one of the barracks. One of the barracks. He saw him take him out from one of the barracks. So if he takes, and you don't know, is this a Jewish barrack or is a Goyish barrack? The majority of barracks there are Goyim. There's a minute good Jewish barracks. He doesn't know. So therefore, what is the case? Says that the coin says this. Tosis, which we learned. Eshloma to Hosam Ari is talking about Sharina Shalokov Min Asiburim. It was talking about if you see from the beginning the mouse take from the bundles of chometz and matzah, you see the mice actually pick it up. You don't just see it in his mouth, you actually see the mouth go to the bundle and take it up. That means you saw him take from the place of hometown. So when you see him take from the place of hometown, that means the hometown Shiloh. When it's not hometown Shiloh, you didn't see it take, you just found it in his mouth. You didn't see the meat leave that, the shop, you just found it in the street. But if you see the meat leave the shop, you see the chomer, the thing in the mouth coming from the pile, that means it's a hometown Shiloh. Hometown Shiloh comes off the road. Here, they saw the Nazi go into a barracks, which is hometown, and take out a person. It doesn't know that it's a barracks, a Jewish barracks, a Jewish barracks, but now it's a Shiloh. Oh, 9 shops and 1 shop. 90% barracks going, 10% barracks Jews. Now Shiloh, which barracks did he go to? Don't know. Can't go after the majority. No, can't go after the majority. So it's a Sophic Jew. Now therefore, we're left with what the Prima Govan said. Can a Vadai Jew save his life on the back of a Sophic Jew? That Prima Govan says, don't know. Maybe a Vadai Jew is better than a Sophic Jew. If he's better, then you can. But I don't know if you can call a Vadai Jew better than a Sophic Jew. That is a Sophic Prima Govan, Sophic, Sophic. So even in this case, where there's majority, still it's called a Sophic, because you saw him coming out of the bat.
So okay. Right now, Rav Meir's question, because I didn't show, right now I would like to come back to the 10th source when the person forgot what he bought.
Yes.
So, but
he knows he got it from the store.
Yeah. So right now, we don't know from which store he took. So right now, is there some emergency situation that we saw it will change all the range?
No, because that's the same halacha. Yeah. You see, or you know for sure, right, if you got it from the barracks.
We cannot use right now majority in this.
You can't use majority, correct? That's our law.
And if we cannot use majority, it means definitely we don't know that he's a goy.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yes, it's Sophic.
Okay, that's all it's
Sophic. That's the what you say. It's a Sophic. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Mm-hmm. Next one is like this. You know, people go scuba diving in Yam HaMelech. Oh, why? Because there's coins over there. Old. And he finds a coin. But then he reads the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what do you do with your Avodah Zarah coins, which you can't have an offer from? What do you do with my Sushani coins we can't have tonight? You throw it into Yam HaMelech. You throw the Yam HaMelech, it says. Now he's got a coin. He doesn't know if this is an Avodah Zarah coin, which means it's also for him to benefit. He doesn't know it's my Sushani coin, which is also for him to benefit from. But majority probably of the coins over there are not that. But there is definitely a minority which is there, which will have that based on what I know from the Mishnahs. So can I go after majority and use the coin and get benefit from that coin which found scuba diving in the Yam HaMelech or not?
I would say no. You've taken it from a fixed place where that's the hometown of the coin, and you just throw
it. Is this called hometown for these coins?
No.
Is this coin called hometown?
It is not wrong.
So if we're told to put it there, it doesn't make it a hometown, doesn't it?
And when you put a piece of meat on the middle of the street, it became immediately hometown?
No. You put no instructions to eat your meat on the street.
If you put it on the street and you walked away, it's hometown.
No, we don't care about you. We define hometown according to where society say it's supposed to be.
The person standing next to it is on the street.
So
he's
what?
Holding it.
So what?
We know that he took it from the store.
Are you muddling up all different cases over here? You were just talking about, you find a piece in the street. That's what you were talking about a second ago. And you're saying it's hometown because somebody put it there, the kavana, yeah? And that makes it a hometown. That's not true.
Not true,
because it doesn't matter if somebody put it over the kavana. Now Shimon comes along and says, look, I don't know where this is from. This is not where meat is supposed to be. Whether the guy put it over the kavana, I don't care, because even if he put it over the kavana, it's still not supposed to be over here. So therefore, it's definitely not hometown. So therefore, it doesn't matter if you put it over the kavana or not, the meat a society believes it is not a place where meat is supposed to be, so it's not hometown. For therefore, Shimon has a shayla in a place where there's no town, so he can go after them. Now, what's the din of this Yam HaMelech and the coins over there? Is that called hometown or not called hometown? That's the shayla.
You never going to have a minute that they might never be coins of Israel in the Yam HaMelech. Because if you could say that, then I agree that maybe it's not hometown. But if you know that people regularly, you know, you've done it, you know, other people have done it, and you know that you put coins in the.
Okay, so. So, according to the hometown definition means, according to one opinion means, I know for sure there's something over there that's awesome, that's good enough to be hometown, even if it's not the natural place for it to be, but I know here, in this scenario, there's something that's awesome. Do I know that there's something awesome in the Yam HaMelech, a coin that's something awesome? Okay, so then it will be called hometown. And if you say that hometown is defined as a mokum, which is... stationary mokum, not a transitive mokum. Is Yam HaMelech for coins called a stationary mokum or a transition mokum?
Transition.
A Yam HaMelech for coins for Maisa Sheni and Avodah Zorah coins. Is that a place which is a stationary mokum for Avodah Zorah and Maisa Sheni coins to be? Okay, so it is. So therefore, both according to the definition, the Torah, of either definition of what hometown is, Yam HaMelech should be considered hometown.
No majority.
But we have another rule. Another rule, which is Yossi's rule. Yossi's rule is another Tosis we saw, that you have three pieces of meat. And one of them is trade for sure. And two is kosher. I know that for sure, because I saw it falling. Just now I can't see it at all. Bottle! Even though I know it's there, and even if it's in the hometown of the house and in the plate, it does out there, it's still bottle and you can use rope. Why? It says doses. Because there, the issa, the prohibition, has no identity itself. And no one can have give it identity. Unlike the shops, where you're discussing one is trade for nine, I know that the one is trade, I know where the one trade shop is. It still has identity, and you can't get rid of it because everyone can point it out. You can't get rid of that shop. I just don't know which I bought the shop from. So then I've got a problem. I've got an Issa, which it has is identifiable even now, and I've got the and it's in its hometown, and I've got Sophic on the hometown tiller, and therefore I can't nullify it. But when the Issa, which is disgusting, maybe in hometown, but it has no identity itself, which anyone can identify and say, yeah, this is it, because no one knows it, because it's all mixed up. It's all mixed up and no one can identify it, then it loses intrinsically its chashivas automatically, even when it's in hometown. And therefore it's bottled. So over here, in here, the Yam HaMelech, can anyone identify the Maaseh Shadi coins and the Avodah Zarah coins? No. Can anyone do that? Can't be identified by anybody. Yeah? So since it can't be identified by anybody, even though it's in the hometown scenario, it's the hometown scenario where the Issa has no identity, which no one can point out. So it's off its kashivas intrinsically, and come about of it. So you can go off the road and use that coin. Mm-hmm. Everyone understands?
Yeah,
yes.
Raph, when we got this information that majority is not
minus
shame.
Hmm?
Can't.
Ah,
that's
it.
We said that
was okay.
That's a technical question here. Okay. Next shayla. No? Next shayla is like this.
Wow.
This is the main shayla of the day. Because it's new. Maaseh Shoreh Kachoy, a matzah baking factory.
Yeah.
Machine working, the oven's on.
Yeah.
What do you need to make the machine work? What do you need?
Electricity.
Oh, okay. So, matzahs are going through, baking, fine. And then suddenly,
Outage,
electricity fell. And it falls for over half an hour. Then suddenly it comes on. And the machine automatically starts going. And It's a conveyor belt, so it goes in and it gets wrapped straight away into boxes. Yes? And they put them on the side because they notice these are chometz boxes. These are boxes of chometz because it's dough which sat in the machine for over half an hour, nothing doing, chometz. Now gone into these matzah boxes, yeah, which are called matzah boxes, but they're chometz. They know this is a problem, they put it on the side. Yeah? Comes along a new shift of workers and mixes them all up. No, because they didn't mark them, they just put it on the side. And now, the only chat they've marked them up when ready, some of the boxes have been ready delivered to our shops around the town. There's still some there, there's some that have been delivered. Now, what do you do? What do you do? Two shilas. What do you do with the masters of that company in all the shops of town? What do you do with the masters which are still in the boxes in the factory itself? Meister shilas, yeah? Happens. Yeah? Were you eating chometz on Pesach? Yeah, but what do you pass it? In such a case. Now, majority of matzahs are
good.
A matzah, they're not chometz. Minority. So, look, go after majority and say, no, I'm picking up a matzah, I'm eating matzah. It's matzah, it's not chometz. Can you go after majority or not?
No, then if my matzah, the concept of bottle. Because the bottle is being rather a bottle.
Why not? Go after majority.
So, chometz is not bottle.
Chometz before Pesach is bottle. Before Pesach is bottle. Chometz is bottle in matzah before Pesach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is, do they have to be together or
is it
nah.
Is it hometown or not hometown?
It is
China.
Number one question.
Is it hometown China or not a hometown China? Is the suffix in hometown and you can't go after the majority? The suffix is not in hometown and you can go after majority. So let's start.
Doesn't matter. Even if we saw the three meats, it's hometown, and you can't recognize it, there's nothing to see, and so you look at it and say, this is kosher, this is kosher.
So Yossi say, I don't care if it's hometown. Because it's all mixed up, and no one can identify it, so it should be possible. That's all I should say. Okay. So it's like this. You see, there's a Chochmas Odom and a Pre Chodesh who say like this. Slightly different, they have a bit of a machlokes. Chochmas Odom. Everyone's got the Chochmas Odom? Yeah. Yesh Ozkvur. I'll tell you, there's another case which is considered Kvur, and you can't go off the roof. Kagon, Shiesh Esther Chanios. You have 10 shops. Ubachol Achas, and each one of the shops has Behema Achas, has one animal. They have one cow in each shop. Have a cow. Each of the 10 shops have one cow. So how many cows are there?
2.
10 cows. The Nisava Haria Shokulam. Yeah? And the problem was, when he shepherded the cows, 10 cows, yeah? Each shop gets one of the cows. Yeah? When he shepherded one of the cows, yeah? All the rears, you know what rears are?
Lungs.
The lungs. All the lungs, the 10 lungs, got muddled up with each other. Okay? But then Mr. Chef asked them, and then they checked the lungs, and one of them was Dreif. Okay? So one of the lungs is Dreif. But now, because all the lungs got muddled up, you don't know which cow this lung came from. So one of those 10 cows is Dreif, because they had a Dreif lung. Okay? Now, they're in these 10 shops. Each one of these, one cow in each shop. One of these cows is Dreif. I don't know them. Does anybody know them? Does anybody know them? No one knows them. So we should say, like Yossi says, no one knows where the Dreif cow is. And therefore, if you buy meat from any of these shops, you should be okay. You should be going off the road. Because no one knows where the Dreif is. Yeah? That's what you should say.
100%.
You know what shop you bought, but you don't know if that shop has the treif cow. And no one knows. Says the Chosin Adam, you can't go after him. I, why? No one knows. It's minatari you can't go after it. Why? To chol chaticha omedet bifnei atzma. Because each animal is in its own separate department where it's supposed to be. Each animal is not mixed with the other animal. I know where the animals are. This, all 10 are not mixed together. This behemoth is not mixed with this behemoth. This whole behemoth is the whole behemoth by itself. And the other 9 also by itself. All of them are in their place where they're supposed to be and not mixed together. No one knows which one's straight. That's not good enough. It has to be that they're mixed. Not only good enough, it's not only to make it not kavur, not only you don't know where the treif is, it has to be when you don't know and it's all mixed together. That's why you don't know. But if the reason you don't know is not because it's mixed, the reason you don't know is because no information, they never got mixed. Yeah, because there, the reason why don't you know when three pieces of meat? Why don't you know when it's three pieces of meat? What made you not know? What made you not know?
Because they got mixed.
Because they're together. Because they got together. Because the two mixed with the third. The mixing itself caused you to not know. So if you don't know because it's mixed, then it's lost its chashivas. The other two cancel it out. But here, these 10 animals, why don't you know? Because they got mixed together. No, they didn't get mixed together. The lungs? I can eat the lungs. The other 9 lungs I can eat. Because there's only one that's straight. I checked the other 9 lungs. They're okay. Those 9 lungs I can eat, yes? They're definitely okay, those 9 lungs. That this one is straight. I don't have a shiner here. Where do I have a shiner? In the lungs? Don't have a shiner in the lungs. In the cows. Were the cows ever mixed? Did the mixing of the cows cause you not to know? No. So therefore, it's not because you don't know, not because of the mixing. You don't know because you, because your lack of information, you don't know. Not because of the mixing. When do we say that it loses the hashiv as if by mixing it makes you don't know? Okay. If so, mixing has to create of the item itself, has to create of the style itself. The mixing of this with that has to create the shiner of I don't know in order to lose its chashivas. So therefore, according to that, the matzahs. No, what do you say about the matzahs?
It's mixed.
But
what? Mixed.
Are they mixed?
Never.
No.
Why never?
Because all the chomets are in their boxes,
yeah.
And all the matzahs are in their boxes.
They never got together.
And they were separate. Now I just don't know where it is.
The boxes,
there's some in the factory. And
well,
some
in the factory. They got mixed. Surely it's mixed. It's not the same here.
Is this the same as that or not? That you have to
no way. Not the same.
Okay. I just want to say. That is the opinion of the Apostle. Well, don't pre-Chodesh, we're going to read inside. Pre-Chodesh argues. He says, anytime you don't know, it doesn't matter the reason why you don't know, then it loses its chashivas and you can go after the road. The pre-Chodesh is the one who goes like that, but the Chokhmas Adam says, no, it has to be don't know through mixing. Now, the question by Matz is it called don't know through mixing? And therefore everyone will say you can go off the road, or is it, no, you don't know, not because of mixing, because of other factors.
It's mixed up.
Okay, so that's something. That's something for you to talk about over Shabbos. It was your thing. What's it called over there? Okay. Yeah? So that's the last thing. Next week we're going to discuss Arla, the last week of Arla, maybe only six shirim left of Allah. There's our sugya, all based on this, of when you have to be choshish for Allah, not choshish for Allah. This is Shem HaSidra. Quick story. Ah, very
sorry,
second.
Sorry.
Yeah. Says a very quick story because we haven't got time to do the longer story. It says that the mother of the Gaon, Vilna Gaon, she had five boys, and the Vilna Gaon was just the best of them, as you imagine, but all four of them were also Gaonim. Yeah, they all had great. And then she was asked once, why Hatam Yuzokha to have five Gaonim and Vilna Gaon? So she answers, says, is that I read a Chazal which says that I read a Chazal that if you go and mishameach Hosan the Kalah, you're zocher to chamisha kolos, you're zocher to five kolos.
Five what?
Kolot. Kolot. Five zocher chamisha kolos. And Chazal say that you're zocher to be masliach in limited term. That's what it means. You're zocher to mishameach Hosan Kalah. You're zocher to siyat shmai in limited term. So I said to myself, that's for a man who's machayev in limited term. But what for women? What's the schar does a woman get for mishameach Hosan Kalah? So I came to realize that if she's going to smash the color, the woman, then she'll be zocher that the chamesh kolos will come out of her. So every night I went to find a chasna and was smash the color of all my koach, and that's how I zocher to chamesh kolos, my chamesh bonim.